You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH.
That was Fuming Mouth with Fatalism from the album The Grand Descent. It's out now. There'll be a link down below in the description so you can go pick it up. You'll see the... Is it Morris Lewandowski cover? I can't pronounce the Polish word, but yeah. The dude who did the Bellwitch thing.
And the false one. They're like all the same dude.
Yeah, very similar palette
like,
too.
Across those three covers.
Yeah.
The Mirror Reaper guy escaped, and then he was pissed, and then he had some mountain followers or something.
He's got like a sword and shit now. I like it better than the Paolo Girardi fucking brown. So I'm happy.
Yeah, more orange and blue.
Yeah, that seems to work for him. He's found his niche. So go nuts.
The next 5 years,
yeah,
everything's gonna be orange and blue, and we're gonna be sick of that.
It was produced and mixed by Kurt Belau, however you pronounce that one. Never said it out.
Belau. Like a tie. I have no idea how you say his fucking name.
Yeah, I've never said it out loud. So
it's a really metal problem.
It is, and especially when you're very lackadaisical with pronunciation, like every person in Australia. You just don't care. I just say everything wrong. So this is the Riff Raff podcast. You've probably heard us before. You know who we are. You know what we do. Play music, talk shit. We missed last week. Kit was off at Austin Terrorfest. I'm not going to make you recount the whole fest because it seemed like it was massive. And you and Joe already gave like a report for the site. So I'll link that below so people can go check up on your adventures. But what was the highlight? What was the number one band of the week for you, of the weekend?
I'd say probably Daikaiju.
Oh, really?
Which,
okay.
Yeah, but caught me off guard too, because everything I'd read about them before was, you know, it's like, oh, they're a surf rock band based out of Houston. Like, okay, well, whatever, I don't care. But Joe had seen them before, and he was like, you have to go see them live. We have to go check them out.
Yep.
And we were kind of close to the back. It's like a outdoor-ish kind of setup. And we got there like right as they started. And they were playing down in the middle of the crowd and everything set up down there. And they were just going ape shit. Their guitarist crowd surfed like over us to get to the bar next to us in the middle of a song. Like, he just set his guitar down and went and did that and did a couple shots, and then he crowd surfed back.
Did he order a flaming mo?
Finished up the song. I wish he had.
Or a fireball. I know they have a penchant for fire. And are there actually any beaches in Houston? I thought it was landlocked.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's beaches, I think.
Is that the Gulf of Mexico?
I've never been to Houston, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like down in the Gulf.
Okay. Oil country.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd heard of Daikaiju before, but only through a reader of the site, Dumpster Lung. He recommended me this sick fucking Monsters of Surf compilation album like 2 years ago, and they were like down the end of like 30 bands or something that's on that compilation, and I was like, this band's pretty cool. And then when their name came up and people were talking about, you know, they're setting shit on fire in basements all over America, I was like, who the fuck is that? The same band? Okay, that's wild. Yeah, cool.
See, I didn't know any of that. I've seen them like come through Dallas like on posters and shit several times. I'm like, yeah, whatever, maybe, and then just don't ever go. But now I have to go every time.
Yeah.
They had their drummer crowd surf, but like with his entire drum set. So he was up there playing his drum set, and the guitarist was like circling around him crowd surfing.
Yeah.
And just playing a whole song.
See, because they're used to playing on the beach, they don't like getting sand in their fucking equipment, so they just rely on the crowd. I'm a bit of a sucker for surf shit. I don't know why. Like, I'm not a surf type dude at all, but like, I guess it's weed probably. But yeah, like,
definitely weed.
Even those metal covers of surf, I think we talked about it a few weeks ago. I fucking love that shit. I just like surf guitar tones. They just rule.
Did you ever listen to a Brent Hines surf rock band?
No.
It's called Fiend Without a Face.
Okay.
And it's pretty dope.
That sounds like a hardcore band. Like, if you just read me that name, I'd be like, yeah, that's like Straight Edge or some shit. So they're good, are they? Okay. I'll have to check that out. Now that I can't listen to Mastodon anymore. I've barely listened to any music in the last week, so I've been listening to this fucking, history podcast. And I'm not...
Same thing.
Yeah, I'm not typically that type of person, but I've just been, like, not really... Yeah. All through school, I chose geography over history. We had to choose between the two, and I just constantly... I didn't want to learn about dead people. I wanted to learn about places, and now it's like...
Yeah.
This French Revolution podcast. So yeah, I've been out of the loop on music except for when the new Tumult album came through on the weekend. I gave that album 2 or 3 run throughs, and yeah, aside from that, I've been kind of out of the loop. I'll give you the lowdown on the Tumult in terms that I think suit it and you.
Yes.
You've already heard a few of the tracks on, because they were on that Planetary Clairvoyance EP or Cerulean Salvation. But if I was to compare it to Manner of Forms and how closely they line up, like in terms of sound and how close they are in time, I would say this is the Reload. So make of that what you will. This is the Reload to Manner of Forms' Load. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought, like, I wasn't sure what we were basing Manner off of, like.
No, like...
Like, are we saying, like, Manor is, like, killer, right? And this is Reload? Because, like, wow.
Harsh.
I was like, god damn.
No, like...
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, stylist counterpart continuation kind of thing.
It's like it could have been recorded at the same time, and these were sort of like... Yeah, I don't know how people view... I know people now look back and say Load was, like, you know, better, like... a fair bit better than Reload, and I reckon that's how it'll end up. But yeah, if I had to give it a very Kit analogy, a very Hetfield centric analysis, that is what it would be.
Based on the four tracks that I've heard, it seems like they're just like, yeah, fuck it, let's just put our foot to the gas and just like hit the more ignorant bits harder.
The first track's really, it's got a couple of, like, clean bits that come and go in the middle of it, which was probably the standout. Like, that's the most memorable track on the album, I think. one of the ones you haven't heard is just like a interlude, so you've effectively heard like 4/5 of the album now. So no, 5/7 or I don't know.
Whatever. We don't do math here. Y'all know that.
We don't do math, and we don't do introductions. We don't do a lot of things.
Yeah.
What we do
this
do
is a podcast, right?
Apparently.
I don't have to do shit.
What we do is offer up
doo-doo
metal, which is the translation of death metal. This week, I guess we've got like kind of a theme. We don't normally run themes, and then last week we just lined up that we had like 5 or 6 sort of dissonant, skronky tracks. This week,
we have 5 different bands all called Cerebral Rot.
Pretty much. It's all like, it's all dirty, filthy sewer shit.
I love sewer shit.
Someone asked the group the other day, what's sewer metal? Does it exist? What band would you say is sewer metal? What is this sewer metal? And I was like, my first reaction was like, well, if it's not suicide, maybe
suicide,
contaminated or something, like just
like contaminated and fetid are the two like that immediately pop to mind. Like oh, if I'm in the sewers just like swimming in shit and dead alligator carcasses and stuff like that, I'm gonna be listening to fetid when I do it.
Speaking of fetid, the band we're about to play touring with fetid in October, it's Cerebral Rot, who are also on 20 Buck Spin. Same as
They share a guitarist.
Oh, really? With Fetid or Tumult?
With Fetid.
Okay, well, that makes perfect sense. He's going to be busy.
Yeah, big year. Big year for Clile.
We've also got a Contaminated track for later on as well. So, yeah, it's definitely the theme of this week. As we said, we don't normally do themes, but
The good kind of shit.
This is the effluent week. We're just going to cover you with all kinds of sewer shit. This track we're going to play is the first track from the album. It's called Repulsive Infestation of Cadaver. So it's like broken English. The album's called Odious Descent into Decay. It's out... Where is it out? August 16th. I fucking loved the solos in this. The really unhinged... like demented sounding solos.
There's like a really cool echo effect on the vocals too.
Yeah,
they just sound really gnarly and gurgly and shit.
It's the sewer reverb. That's a setting you can do on the new.
It's like if you were flushing your toilet and you hear a voice from the sewers coming up through the flushing water.
Yeah, and you just assume it's Antti Boman from Demolish, because that's what he sounds like to me. A fucking dunny flushing. sorry, Demolish fans. That's my only problem with them. Before I upset too many other people, we'll play this new Cerebral Rot track. We'll be right back. Alright, that was Repulsive Infestation of Cadaver from Odious Descent into Decay from Cerebral Rot. There'll be a link down below. Comes out on August 16th through 20 bucks spin. Next we're going to play Contaminated. The other half of the sewer lineup, the sewer matchup. sewer deathmatch. The track is from an upcoming split on Blood Harvest. The track's called Death Sick. The split's with Kudabare or Kudabare, or I don't know, I've never heard of that.
Kookaburra.
Kookaburra. I've never heard of that band before. The split is the first thing they've done since Final Man, their album from 2017 that we played the shit out of, and we did a little interview with Locke from the band as well, so we'll link that below as well, maybe. I'm just super hyped to hear anything more from these guys, because I call them local boys, but, you know, they're effectively, like, 1,000 kilometers away. So what's that? It's like, fuck, you guys don't even do that, do you?
As far as I know, Australia is the size of, like, maybe a large city. So everything's within spitting distance of one another.
What's 600 miles away from fucking Dallas? Let's do some equations.
I only ever go to Austin, and Austin's around 300 miles away.
Okay.
Double Austin. Oh, probably like Lubbock or some shit like that. Lubbock, Midland.
So you could be out of Texas, or?
No, I'd still very much be in Texas unless I was going north.
Okay.
And I can make it to Oklahoma. Texas is real big.
Yeah, I wonder if your state is as big as mine. I think it's probably bigger compared to Texas compared to New South Wales.
Oh, wow. I was way off. Lubbock's 276 miles away. So I'm bad with distance also. Distance math. Don't ask me about those.
Texas size, 700,000. My state's actually bigger than Texas.
Dang.
Yeah. By like 100,000 kilometers, or
shit,
20% roughly. Doesn't seem like that though on a map. I picture Texas being fucking ridiculously huge. People also ask, is Texas as big as Australia? That's the fucking first question that comes up. Like, what? So yeah, what are we talking about?
I'm just trying to see what's 600 miles away now.
New South Wales, like my state, isn't even close to our biggest state. Is Texas the biggest state in America, or is it Alaska or some shit?
We're second
to Alaska, or is there a bigger one?
I think it's Alaska. God damn it, I don't know about geography either. Stop asking me all these things I don't know.
just say Guam. But yeah, like I said, I did a lot of geography in high school. Alaska's number one. But no history, so I don't know shit about the past. So yeah, these guys toured here not long ago, and I fucking missed them. They played with like Convulsing, and yeah, that was a fuck up on my part, because I do not want to drive to Victoria to just see a half an hour garage gig. although they just passed Euthanasia there, so I might be heading there sometime soon.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm in. I go with.
Yeah. So go to Victoria and die with Contaminated.
Thank you.
right, that was Contaminated with Death Sick. The split with Kudaberry or Kudabar or Kudibear. Cuddly Bear. What are they called?
Cuddly again? Bear.
Oh, Care Bear. Their split with Care Bear comes out on June 28th on Blood Harvest.
Gotta be Koala Bear. Keep it Australian.
Yeah, they're split with chlamydia-ridden bears. I saw a little picture of a little baby koala, and I was like, "Oh, this is cool!" Like, it's little fluffy ears and shit. It looked like the size, its head was like the size of your fist. And then started reading about it below, and it's like, "Oh, this thing was orphaned. Its mother's dead. It doesn't know where." And then I'm like watching the video, going, "Oh, I thought this was going to be like happy content."
Yeah, like an adorable like, "Oh,
yeah."
And it's like, "Nope."
Nope. And yeah.
This poor syphilis ridden creature lost its mother. Like, fuck, okay. Yeah.
And it's also their species is functionally extinct. Great. This post has really fucking brightened my day. Thanks, internet. Next, we're going to play Guttural Slug.
Get your hammers.
This is a band I'm not familiar with aside from their name, and I've never really checked them out, but Kit said we have to play Guttural Slug this week, so. I want you to tell me about Guttural Slug and what I've been missing.
It's the only slam band that I like.
Okay.
Just the dumbest, most ignorant, like, low-down, constant breakdown, bree-bree shit, and I love it.
So it's more absurd than, like, you know, Pathology and the other sort of known slammers.
I'll never listen to them, so I've listened to 2 Pathology songs in my life now, both this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They have a fucking album with like a blue cover and like, you know, it's like, it looks like a Tech Death cover. I'll fucking send it to you later. There's some really cool fucking riffs on that album, but aside from that album, I've barely scratched the surface of their like discog. It's the kind of thing where you can listen to any song and you just get your fix. You don't need to like.
Yeah. I saw they had 10 albums and I was like, I'm not diving into 10 albums worth of fucking slam. I'm not going to be able to tell anything apart. I don't know what's happening here.
Sounds like you just signed up. You just volunteered yourself for a Pathology Discord dive.
Oh my god. The comments. The comments are going to be a nightmare. I know it.
So this song is called Plague of Filth. It's the title track off the upcoming album. Comes out on July 14th. It says Jakarta as a tag. I'm guessing that's the label.
I think so.
This could be a plan for all the Indonesians that are like, you know, come to Jakarta. They like start a label and then sign bands from other countries, so they like feel obliged. They have to come to Jakarta now. They'll probably be detained by their fucking corrupt government and, you know, locked up for just, you know, doing the most fucking banal shit. But yeah.
I'm going to get down to the bottom of this Jakarta thing. I didn't think they're from Jakarta. I know they've got 2 members that are... Let's see. One is from Denmark.
Okay.
And then their vocalist is from Ohio.
So they're an international act, as they like to be referred to. So we won't be freeing West Papua anytime soon. This one, yeah, it definitely slammed. That was my take on it.
If you like it, they're selling gym shorts on their Bandcamp page.
Of course they fucking are. Of course. Is that the only merch? That'd be fucking hilarious if there was like just a flat brim and like shorts, but no t-shirts or like.
They do have a short sleeve and long sleeve shirt, but then they've got the gym shorts and flat billed hats.
There is a flat brim.
The flat brim hat's pretty fucking sick. The underside of the bill is like the album art.
Yeah, that is cool.
fuck! I'm gonna buy this dumb hat.
Yeah,
like an asshole. That's fine.
I'm gonna call or Skype you next week for the show. You're gonna have that on. A Monster Energy and just a big fucking bunch of like holes in your drywall behind you. I'll be like, what happened? The Guttural Slug.
Got that Guttural Slug promo.
Alright, that was Guttural Slug with Plague of Filth. Do you notice on Bandcamp now, it's only come up today.
Yeah, the looking for the best way to support so-and-so?
Yeah.
It's like if you use a streaming service, they're only getting like 4 cents.
Yeah, they might get 4 cents.
Oh yeah, might. That's a key word in there.
It's not even 4 cents though. Isn't Spotify like 400ths of a cent?
I was going to say it's like a fraction of a cent.
Yeah. On Bandcamp, they'll receive 80 to 85% of whatever you spend. Your direct support matters. Okay, see, I first saw it and I was like, geez, Guttural Slug are really trying to sell it because it's like specified. If you're looking for the best way to support Guttural Slug, but it's on every band's one. So it's a Bandcamp advertisement.
Yeah, Bandcamp wide thing.
Hmm. Takedown of Spotify, which I'm happy about. so yeah, we've been playing some disgusting shit. You know, before I said that I'd only listen to Tumult, I lied. I listened to we got the promo for that new Baroness double album, and I chucked that on yesterday at work. Like through, I bought these new fucking, because I work with like tools and shit that are noisy. I have to wear like earmuffs, and I used to have these ones that had an AUX cable.
Yeah,
and it fucks out because I'm doing shit. But I spent like $100 on getting a Bluetooth set, so I can just have my phone in my pocket, play music all day.
Yeah,
and the sound quality is really fucking good. Like they're almost as good as my home headphones. I was like, fuck, this is cool. Yeah. I put the Baroness album on. I'm like, this sounds like I know you're a bit of a fan, but it sounded like dog shit.
Oh, like, yeah, no, that's the album.
I've been
raging on Twitter about it.
Have you? Good. Thank fuck. Yeah. I was like, oh, I don't know how kids are going to take this, but I don't know if I should bring it up, but like, no, it sounds as bad as the last album. It's like they didn't learn their lesson.
I love the album, but God, that production. I've got the LP and I put it on my stereo because I'd listen to it like through my computer speakers or like my truck stereo, and you know, neither are great, so it's just kind of whatever. It's a way to listen. Putting it on my like hi-fi system, I was like, wow, this clips so much. This is, there are long sections where it's just like, it's just noise. Like,
and there's like, I'm not coming from this isn't a bad faith fucking attack from me. Like, I'm a fan. Like, I loved the Red album when it came out, and I liked Blue.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I kind of fell off a bit because, like, I liked their sludgy, heavier stuff. And, you know, that's cool. They can play their, you know, more chill stuff. That's all right. I didn't mind that stuff either, but I wasn't sort of, you know, craving it. But it's like with this one, all the clean stuff sounds sort of decent. As soon as it gets distorted, the guitars sound like dog shit, and the drums sound really distorted. Like, and I know there's studio trickery going on. Like, he's, you know, it's a fucking produced album. It's not some garage shit, like, whatever, fucking gutter, no, like, Eruptive or Rotted or Contaminated. It's not supposed to sound like shit. I was like, what are they doing? It's like they've doubled down on their bad production on Purple.
Like, I know it's an intentional thing, and they're very much leaning into, like, a sort of noise rock kind of vibe.
Very compressed.
But they're, yeah, they're... It's like they're overdoing it, and they've just, you know, clipped it all to hell, or you know, brick walled it.
And it
winds up coming across as just like noise instead of noise rock.
There's stuff on there too that's like, it's supposed to sound pretty. You can tell it's like it, and it sounds like it would be really good, but it's like, man, I can't. It's like painting a fucking nice artwork and then taking a photo of it and adding JPEG fucking artifacts, or like looking at it through fly screen just for some fucking reason. Like, what do you... I don't get it. Something happened in that bus accident.
It's bothered me less with each listen, but it's still... Like, I would much prefer, you know, the production of like Blue or Yellow and Green, where everything's very... you know, spacious and kind of airy and shit.
That's where I thought, like
those packs need to be able to breathe.
That's where I thought there was, like, doubling down on it, because, like, I know they got some blowback on Purple, but they obviously still got a lot of sales, and, you know, it was a popular album, and it was well-received. And then they're like, oh, we did that on purpose. And everyone was like, what? You made it sound bad on purpose? That's not you. You're not, you know, contaminated. You're not fucking fetid. And now they're like, no, look, we did it again. We're definitely doing this on purpose. It's like, why? Why are you doing that on purpose, though?
I mean, I can buy them doing it on purpose, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
I bought all this fancy shit to listen to records on, and you're making them sound like shit intentionally. God damn it.
There was a track on there. Some of the clean stuff sounded pretty good. There was a track that reminded me of that, you know, the... they're called like Ms. Mister. I took my wife to see them once. They had a really popular song that was on a TV show. She wanted to go see them. She'd never been to a concert before. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to take you to a concert. Yeah. What do you want to see? And there's a track on there that has like piano sort of sounding shit. And I was like, this sounds like that. And that sounds fine. But as soon as they like play anything semi distorted, it's just, yeah.
Whenever all four go in like, you know, full throttle,
it's very distracting.
It's too much.
Yeah, it takes you out of it a bit. On the other end of the spectrum, we've got stuff here that deliberately sounds like dog shit and
make is better for it and not worse for it.
Make of that what you will. This is a track that just appeared yesterday or the day before on my radar. Band from Paraguay called Eruptive. The track is called Cerebral Rottenness, which we remarked before is fucking weird to have two things called cerebral rot in one lifetime, let alone like one fucking
figure.
One week. It's just filthy fucking death metal. It says it releases on June 20th, but there's only just like one track there. It doesn't say there's going to be any more, and it costs $6,
yeah.
So it's like, I hope there's more.
What?
Yeah.
There better be more for $6. Fuck.
Yeah. So we're just going to have to buy it and wait and see what happens. But yeah, this is very similar in the mold of the other shit we've been playing this week. So it fits the theme. So I thought we're going to play a couple of other tracks. So we had a black metal track and a tech death track. But we're like, you know, fuck it. We're a theme show now, like we said last week.
Yeah.
We're going to play some filthy shit. So here's Eruptive with Cerebral Rottenness. We'll be right back.
band names about pooping?
Eruptive.
Like, eat some real spicy food, makes your butthole eruptive.
Eruptive diarrhea. I haven't had diarrhea for a while, thank fuck, so I don't want to tempt fate talking about it too much.
I had some Indian food for dinner, so...
Yeah. So you're just waiting.
Yeah. It's going to happen.
You're in lavatory limbo. Yep. Just keep the door open.
Now, there's a band name.
Yeah, that'd be a... What?
My EP.
Just a sewer grind. Gore grind.
God, if Suicide was still around... Yeah. I've listened to their EP, Lavatory Limbo.
I'm getting bummed about them not being around anymore, especially when that thread came up about sewer metal. I was like, hey man, if you were only alive for 2017, you would have, you know...
You would have known.
Next, we're going to play a track you sent me last week you wanted to play. Some more Maggot Stomp Core, Rotted.
Yeah.
The track we're going to play is called Liquefied. From the album, it's an EP, Dying to Rot. This is very fucking garage in my reckoning.
Yes.
Extremely demo garage to sound.
Still sounds better than Saint Anger.
it's got a lot of fucking sales already. People are down for the disgusting garage shit.
Warms my cold dead heart.
They're from Illinois, it says. So Maggot Stomp were quick to get on this one.
Yeah, I think Rotted were one of the first bands that they helped put out. They released their first album January of last year.
Is that a kit recommendation for their first album?
Yes.
Okay.
It's called Pestilent Tomb, and I heartily recommend it.
I've not heard that one. Hopefully we can get these guys to give some production tips to John Baisley. See the next Rotted Baroness tour.
I mean, they toured with fucking Meshuggah, so I'd go to a Rotted Baroness show.
Wait. Oh, Baroness toured with Meshuggah.
Yeah, Baroness did, not Rotted. Vacation.
Yeah. I think a festival I went to had both of those bands on it, Baroness and Meshuggah. It was like an outdoor fucking festival like 10 years ago, maybe more, and it was like 40 fucking 4 degrees or something, which is, I don't know, it's over 100 in...
Yeah. Weirdo temperatures.
Fucking medieval gauge. and yeah, out in the sun, people were like getting heat stroke fucking everywhere. It was crazy, but... it was a weird lineup, hey. I think Anthrax and like Anvil. It's just a bunch
of. Oh, God.
It was just really fucking all over the place. And then just a bunch of lower name bands.
Remember how we tried to make Anvil happen? Like, after everyone felt so bad for, you know, story of Anvil. And we're like, nah, we're going to book them for all the festivals. And, nah, dude. Anvil disappeared for a reason. They're terrible.
Yeah. They can be on Pity Fest with, yeah, Megadeth now. I just heard about the Dave Mustaine thing like yesterday. I was like, oh, okay. I don't know how to feel about that. You know, I don't like the guy.
Yeah. dude sucks, but also it's terrible. I wouldn't, I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
Yeah. And I know like, there's a sentiment that it's like, it'd be good if that happened in 1994. But I was like, even then, you know, he's kind of fun having around. It's like, this is how things can go bad. Like, it's like a warning to younger musicians. Don't do what this guy did. what are we doing? We're about to play Rotted.
Yeah.
Here's Rotted with Liquefied. Which is what my brain is currently doing inside my skull.
Yeah. So I thought mine was doing it. Austin Terror. Because it was like 96 to 100, like,
yeah,
all 3 days. And they had an outdoor stage that started at like 4. And the sun doesn't go down until around 8.
And so everyone's wearing black.
That I saw at least 2, maybe 3 people in leather jackets. I was like, what the fuck?
A lot of people
I was in a sleeveless shirt and I was just soaked in sweat. Like, fuck.
A lot of people criticize goths, but they're very committed to their fucking aesthetic. It's
dedication, and I respect the shit out of it.
Yeah.
I had my vest in my truck and was like, no, fuck that. It's staying in here. I'm not wearing that goddamn thing.
Yeah, they don't offer much breathing potential, the old denim vest. And all the patches, too, they're just weighing you down.
Yeah.
We didn't do nature news this week. You sent me a nature news. I just clicked on it now. It's
terrifying. I don't like it. The huntsman spider eating a possum.
Yeah, wow, that's a big-ass huntsman.
Yeah, it's a pygmy possum, so it's like a smaller possum, but still.
This is in Australia. Do you have huntsman spiders there?
I don't think so.
This seems like a really fucking big one if it's eating a fucking possum, like.
Yeah, it's a... Did you see that video, it's like 7 or 8 months ago, probably, where it was like a couple who was trapped inside of their house because of the giant huntsman, like, hanging out on their screen door.
Oh, come on.
That son of a bitch was, like, that big. It was, like, as big as my face. So, I was like, yeah, no, I'd stay in the house, too. Like,
nah,
I'd sell the house. Fuck the house. I don't need the house.
The biggest spider I've seen was out, I do bush regeneration, so I'll work out just in the middle of fucking nowhere, and I was working out at a dam, and it's just completely surrounded by national park and bushland, and the largest spider I've ever seen was on this fucking tree stump. It was literally the size of a fucking like a medium sized dinner plate, and like its body wasn't huge, but the legs, and it was so fucking fast thing. Man, like the speed at which this thing could just dart around and blended in with the log really well. I was a good 2 or 3 meters away, and I'm like, holy fuck, this thing could just get to me.
You. Yeah, you're done. Yeah. That's the end.
I still can't find what it is. Like, it kind of looks like a huntsman in shape and whatever, but had gray and black, like, alternating bands down its legs, and it was, I thought it was a wolf spider, but I'm looking around, and, like, I can't find anything that's quite the same as it. And I'm like, I'm glad I've just seen that once. Like, there's more of them around, but I'm just glad that was just a one-off. Holy fuck, look at that thing. Yeah, never again.
I'll say it's not unusual to see, like, tarantulas around here.
Okay.
Like, we've got red-knee tarantulas, like, more up around Dallas. You'll see them. Like, I had a friend who lived out there, and he'd go for jogs and have to, you know, leap over them. They're crawling on the sidewalk.
Do they like get into homes and shit, or are they like strictly an outdoorish spider?
They're usually outdoors. I mean, they're big enough that it's hard for them to, you know, creep into a house.
Yeah. I don't know about this huntsman, but I actually like not that size, but I typically like having huntsmen in my house now because I know that it means they're patrolling for, you know, shit bugs like cockroaches and.
Yeah.
If I do see one, I will, like, I'll leave it, but if my wife sees it, she makes me get a cup and do the cup and paper trick and take it outside, because, like, I don't want to kill them.
They look so pissed off. Like, huntsmen are the most pissed off looking fucking spiders I've ever seen.
Oh, dude, they're cool. Like, funnelwebs, they're fucked up. Funnelwebs are like, they actually kill you, but yeah. Like, if you saw a funnel web, I'd shit my pants, literally. I'd just be like, fuck off. We used to have,
They look angry.
Yeah, female funnel web, death. And they happen to inhabit the area where I live, like their most habited place in all of the continent. They're just here.
Fucking tight.
But you never see them. Like, they're not really. There's an anti-venom now and shit, but yeah. I think you've got like 40 minutes or something after they bite you before you're like paralyzed and dead.
Oh, that's plenty of time. That's fine.
My friend, like, we used to hang out. I'll tell you a fucking dumb story. We used to hang out, like, you know, as teenagers do, or just down by the river. We built, like, this fucking shack because I had, like, pretty mates who had ingenuity that I just did not possess at that age. And they were, like, building cool-ass fucking shacks and shit. We used to just go drink, smoke, and, you know, have a fire and just a place to hang out away from everyone. And while they were building the shack, they would find funnel webs just like, you know, in the bush. And yeah. They got like 20 liter drums, plastic drums, and they would like keep them. And they're like, oh, we can sell these. You know, they're worth $200 each. I'm like, who the fuck are you selling funnel webs to? What are you talking about? And like, we would camp down there for the night. And I could not sleep knowing that there's like two or three funnel webs just like, you know, 2 meters away while everyone around me is completely off their face, drunk and, you know, stoned and on drugs and shit. It's like, all it takes is someone to knock that over, and I cannot fucking sleep down here anymore. Like,
oh yeah,
fuck this place. Why are you keeping these funnel webs, guys? And then, you know, I would set them free. Like, I would take the thing away and then let them go. And they're like, what? Who got rid of our funnel web? And they'd go off their head. Like you're not even keeping it for anti venom. You're keeping it for money. You deserve to be bitten, and I will be the one who gets bitten. Fuck you guys. Like, guys were like blowing, you know, weed smoke into the fucking 20 liter drums through a hose. Like, why are you getting a funnel web stoned? What the fuck is your problem, man?
They're absolutely gonna die.
Why is it here?
A horrible spider death.
Yeah, they would know to move the funnel webs when I came down there, because I would complain about them being there. Just like, you guys are idiots, what are you doing?
Yeah, fuck that. Look at the fangs on those fucking things. Absolutely not.
Yeah, they're not cool. They're not cool at all.
No,
you learn to like
one of the least things I've ever seen.
You really learn to appreciate huntsmen when you see these fuckers.
And yeah, that's fair.
They're angry, man. Like, they lean back with their front legs up, and they're just like, yeah.
I say every picture that I see on Google is them, like, reared back, like, about to leap up and stab you in the eyes.
Yeah.
Hell no.
The males are really tiny compared to the females, but the females are, like, maybe... they're not as big as a hand. They're a bit smaller, but like they're a sizable spider. They're not cool, but there was a guy who used to work with me on a particular site who was like a supervisor, and he was a bit of a bushman type dude. One morning, it's like 6 a.m. I'm out there just fucking busting my ass, and he comes up to me, waves me down. He's like, I've just got to go. Can you leave the gate unlocked? Blah, blah, blah. And I saw this thing in his hand. And I was like, what is that? And he had, like, you know those little, like, aquariums? Like a tiny little plastic aquarium with a plastic lid. And I'm like, what is the black thing in there? He had a fucking funnel web that he'd pulled out of his pool. And I was like, why have you got that? And he's like, I'm taking it up to the ambulance place or whatever, because they milk them there. And...
Huh.
So they can, like, because you need the venom to make anti-venom.
Yeah, anti-venom.
So he's like, oh, they always just turn up in my pool. He lived, like, down on the coast somewhere, and he's like, they love swimming. I'm like, wouldn't it drown? He's like, nah, they'll just, like, swim across the top of my pool. I'm like, fuck that, man. But, yeah. I thought, that's fucking cool. This guy's good, like, just, you know.
Yeah.
Having the fucking, what's the word, like, wherewithal to sort of trap it and do something good with it rather than put it in a 20-liter container and get it stoned.
I would have annihilated that thing with a flamethrower. I would have set fire to the whole top of my pool.
Cover the pool in petrol. Yeah. Like,
yeah. Toss a match.
Yep. Oh, well, no more swimming for me. It looks like we're caving in the pool.
We're cleansing it.
Yeah. That's when I would probably move. If they were constantly turning up in my pool, I'm like, this is supposed to be my nice, safe, relaxing place.
If it's a regular thing, like, nah, I'm all right.
Yeah, he'd done it before because he bought that little plastic aquarium just for this purpose. Like, you're making this job easy. No one should have that job. And he's carrying it around in his car with him. Like, fuck that.
Oh, no. I saw, like, a tiny, like, normal-sized spider. I was driving home from work, and I saw it, like, on the passenger side of my truck, but on, like, the windshield, and I was like, fuck, I can't reach it to smash it. I grabbed a pack of gum that I had sitting in my cup holder, and I just, like, was measuring, and I got to the stoplight and was like, ah, and hurled it. And luckily I nailed the thing. I was like, ah, all right.
I thought you were going to say you offered it some gum. Like, would you like a piece? What is that, for Ace Ventura or just something?
Like, and just chew it and try and, like, trap the spider in a bubble.
Stick him on the window. So that's nature news for this week. I should do the little music thing again. I think I stole that from, like, a finance news or some shit. Just needs a few bird squawks. Is there a non-metal track that we should go out with? I haven't really heard much.
Chelsea Wolf released a track today.
Okay.
Is not metallic. It's more folksy, like her stuff from Apocalypsis and stuff like that.
I went to listen to. I've got two of her albums that I got fucking. I don't know how long ago, and they were corrupted. You know how I told you about the external hard drive fucking out?
Yeah.
Stuff that I, like, recovered. I was half expecting, like, Korn to start or Creator or whatever. But yeah, I tried to listen to two of her albums, and it was like, I know her music's fucked up, but I don't think it's supposed to sound this fucked up. So I had to, like, abandon it. So I'll have to rebuy them or something. Is this Birth of Violence? Sergeant House have a fucking good, like, roster now. Well, I don't know if it's a roster, but, like, what would you call it? They're, like,
catalog. I'd say roster.
Yeah.
Like, they do, you know, like, their PR roster.
Yeah. Okay, well, we can go out with Chelsea Wolf, The Mother Road. That makes me think of Mastodon. Don't they have a track called The Mother Load?
Yep.
And then another track called Something About Roads. I made that up.
Yeah, High Road.
High Road, yeah.
And those tracks are actually back-to-back on that album, so that's weird.
There we go. It's like another road down to Goddess Flesh. I swallowed the key. I want to learn to swallow. Something's on the horizon. I do not.